Welcome to the March 220 Parkinson's Recovery Support Group gathering. We convene these events for those many individuals who have connected in and are joining us as Parkinson's Recovery members. It's our opportunity to connect together once a month, find out what's up from not only me, but from others who are connecting in, and to really get the support, information, and resources that are really essential to being able to have a successful journey down the road to recovery. I sponsored for all of you who are members last week, every day at noon, a Q&A, and we had some wonderful interactions and discussions. I want to thank those of you who connected in during those bonus sessions, I guess I could say. I certainly treasured and relished each and every day that we were connected. Some of you have asked, well, can I have a recording of those sessions? We made, or I should say, I made a decision not to record any of those sessions, so you really had to connect in live. But as I think each of you do know, these sessions are recorded. So if you are sequestered at home and you're looking around for interesting and different types of ways to spend your time, these are obviously challenging times for all of us. Well, let me invite you to realize that on the support group member page, there are 3 years of recordings of replays of our support group gatherings. And I must say, as I reflect back on all of our connections together, people have come in and offered some amazing ideas and suggestions of what they have found have been successful ways that they were able to reverse whatever symptoms they experienced. And of course, as a member, remember, you've got access to the 12 different member website pages. One of the pages is our radio show page. Now, as you all know, we've got a public radio show page that's available to anyone out there at no cost whatsoever. So 250 interviews, 250 radio show programs that are readily available. Now, on the page you have as a member, the same recordings are posted, but the advantage is I spend quite a bit of effort categorizing all of those so that if you're interested in a very specific topic, perhaps it's stem cell therapy, you can click on that category, and what you'll see is all of the radio shows that in one way or another addressed that very specific topic. Now, one of the features that I think is really quite valuable on the member websites is the meditations. We have two specific pages. One of them is the longer meditation page. And this particular week, we had posted lots of meditations about fear. And I thought that was most appropriate. So I recorded those and I posted those for this past week. So you have the longer meditation, which is about 30 minutes, and then there are also the daily meditations that piggyback on top of that main theme. So every day, every weekday, Monday through Friday, there's a short 2.5 minute, 3 minutes. Sometimes I get a little long-winded, and it lasts about 5 minutes or 6 minutes. Of course, as I've mentioned before in our support group gatherings, I just warmly invite each of you to connect into the member websites every weekday. We post new information every single weekday, and the idea there is, especially when you have those periods when you're down in the dumps, you're a bit frustrated with the success of whatever kinds of therapies you are embracing and experimenting with, the visits to the websites will give you an infusion of positive energy. Everything we do there is supportive. So you will find there, I think, a way to really switch around any kind of desperation that you might be feeling in the moment. I do have a little announcement, and that is that I have received a call almost every day and sometimes several calls from individuals from across the world who are asking about a program that I aired about a year ago regarding a photobiomodulation device that is made available by a company called Vielight, V-I-E-L-I-G-H-T. The word spreading, then I guess that is offering relief to a number of individuals. Now, what they just sent as an email to me and other people who've purchased their products is that the X Plus photobiomodulation device is currently not available. That is, they're not taking orders for that. I guess they're having difficulty with being able to get a sufficient supply. Must be the demand just was off of the charts. So I know, like last week, we had quite a bit of discussion about photobiomodulation therapy, and I talked some about the X Plus for those of you who were there with us. And the update, unfortunately, is that particular device from Vielight is now not currently available. I hope they'll be able to be back in supply within a few weeks or at least a month. The other devices that they do make available, which are quite wonderful and have been also very successful, the device called the NeuroGamma device is in stock. And so that's something that if you're thinking about photobiomodulation, that still is something that is available and is currently in supply. At least I haven't had a message that they are out of that as well. And as a reminder to all of you, if you didn't have a chance to hear that presentation, the important little message is that when I interviewed Dr. Lim, the inventor of these devices and the CEO of this company, Vielight, he offered members of my audience a 10% discount, which is really quite wonderful. So if you call them and discuss the possibilities or decide you want to order one of their devices, be sure to let them know you're a member of Parkinson's Recovery, and they will apply that discount immediately. If you're on the website and you want to order through the website, be sure to just enter the coupon code, which is healing, the number 4, and then the word ME, M-E. So that's just an update. Unfortunately, the X Plus is out of supply, and I would certainly hope it won't be longer than a month or two when they get those back in. Now, the final really introductory comment that I want to make here before we connect in with those of you who have called in, and those of you who are connecting in, remember there's the chat room box. So if you type in any topics you'd like for us to discuss, any questions you'd like to ask, please do that right now while I complete my final report of activities here at Parkinson's Recovery. So this last month, I actually have spent pretty much all of my time in being able to develop an online course that is titled Tame Tremors. I've taught several live courses with that title, and so I have introduced that material and other material as well on that online course. The idea, the motivation behind that online course is to present and to roll out one approach, one method, one therapy after another that research reports is instrumental in being able to help people get relief from their tremors and, as I just described, tame tremors. The other kind of content that I like to post on that online course and that I've worked quite a bit vigorously on, especially in the last several weeks, as I've been sequestered here at my home office, is that we are drawing on the suggestions and the ideas and almost the creativity of individuals who themselves currently experience neurological challenges and have solved ways that they can get relief from their tremors. The focus of the course then is on tremors. So if that happens to be a challenge for you, what we've got covering there is one idea, one method, one approach after another, using lots of different approaches and methodologies that, again, we've discovered really do make a big difference. Now, the other kind of announcement I want to make sure to make is I've just released this course today. I just really put the finishing touches on some of the posts, and of course, we'll continue to put new posts as the weeks and the months roll ahead. But in order to be able to register for the Tame Tremors online course. I've got a coupon code that I want you to enter if you'd like to be able to see what that course is all about. That coupon code for a 25% discount is a little three-character code, the number 4, and then the word M-E, so 4-M-E. The number 4, not the word 4, but the number 4, and then the word M-E or me. Not you, but me, and that's it. So you enter that into the coupon code of the shopping cart, and then the immediate 25% discount is applied. And then that winds up making the cost of the Tame Tremors course only about $10 a month, kind of like what the membership is. So it winds up being very affordable, and I really am thinking that since we're probably all going to be on lockdown here for a while, that's going to give you an opportunity to really dig into some of the wonderful suggestions, wonderful ideas, to consider which ones you might want to embrace and take action on. There are a lot of different choices. So the real challenge is to be able to get some information about each that we provide on the new Tame Tremors online course, and then to, as those that really call out to you, to be sure to go ahead and to begin to take some action. Some of them you don't have to go anywhere or do anything. A lot of them are the kinds of actions you can take all on your own. So I think you'll be excited. And I must also say, just by way of somewhat of a summary, I got actually excited, especially the last few days, when I really looked back and realized how many absolutely wonderful suggestions we've been able to collect together and provide all in the same place. Now, if you go back 20 years, you are going to find pockets of these ideas probably here and there. So what the course does is it organizes everything together in the same place, and what we've done is we've made it very accessible and focused all of the ideas on tremors. So there are other symptoms obviously associated with a diagnosis of Parkinson's, but this particular course extracts all of those wonderful ideas that are specifically keyed and tied to tremors. There's another course I have that really previews lots of marvelous therapies that cover a number of different symptoms, and that course is called What Really Matters. But the Tremors course is one that we really just focus on those very specific therapies that help people get relief from their very specific symptoms. Now, as a concluding comment, I want to make the following suggestion. We do confront a rather unusual circumstance here globally, in the sense that we do have this threat of a virus, and most states have asked us to stay home and close down our businesses. So I'd like to suggest that there is, I think, one kind of a recognition that's really important to make. You want to recognize whether or not you are feeling anxiety and fear as a result of what's going on. And remember that if that's percolating inside the cells of your body, it's going to make symptoms much worse. So if you would connect down in and feel safe and secure, the likelihood that anything is going to happen to you personally is actually very small. If you look at the numbers of infections, well, they are very unsettling, but the actual numbers compared to the size of our populations is really, really very small. So if you're feeling anxious, find ways to be able to release that anxiousness and those fears. If you're having more problems with the symptoms than usual, that's probably going to be the reason. And I want to suggest there is something you can do, a positive step that you can take, and that is to, instead of focus on the problem, focus on healing. And the best healing that you can focus on will be to strengthen and support your immune system. Now, one of the easiest ways to do that is to begin to take mega doses of vitamin C. You might have heard this or you might not have heard this, but actually the Chinese have discovered that that's one wonderful therapy for persons who happen to have been infected by this virus. Well, I would like to suggest I think we all can begin to take mega doses of vitamin C, since in the very, very rare possibility that you might acquire an infection, your immune system will be strong enough to be able to fight it off and to enable you to return to health and wellness. So mega doses, obviously, how much should you take? Well, my understanding from looking at the recommendations of the doctors is that you can just begin to take, let's say, a couple of thousand of milligrams of vitamin C. They usually come in capsules, sometimes in powder form. And then every couple of hours, you can just reboot that. Now, the side effect of vitamin C winds up being loose stools or diarrhea. So when you get to that point, you want to say to yourself, okay, I've really dosed up a sufficient quantity for today, and then return the next day with perhaps a more modest megadose. So how much should you take? That's always a question. You want to consult with your doctor to make sure that you're not overdoing it. But I do know that the recommendations of people who are saying what you can do in order to be able to strengthen your immune system, it is vitamin C at the top of the list. And so even if you don't want to do a megadose, you might want to at least double what you're taking now in order to, again, be able to reduce inflammation and to support your immune system. The final comment that I really want to make in terms of your immune system is to remember the following. About 60-70% of the immune system is in the digestive system. We know that issues with digestion are directly connected to the symptoms associated with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. So in the end, what I just want to suggest is I think this also affords everyone an opportunity, myself, you, and everyone else in the audience of Parkinson's recovery members, to really begin to refocus our attention on strengthening the integrity of our entire digestive system. And when we do that, we're going to also strengthen and empower the integrity of digestion, which again is in itself going to support our immune system, but it also will have a direct impact on offering relief from whatever symptoms that we currently experience. So those are my couple of comments about the current situation that we all confront. I think the most important recognition is if you are really feeling very anxious, remember that's just a fear. If you just look around yourself, chances are you'll realize, well, in the present moment, you really are safe. You are protected. The policies that have been enacted really are attempting to protect everyone, since they are asking many people to stay from being able to connect it to crowds where we have the potential of being infected. And here in my own state, they've really closed down pretty much everything. So the possibility of being infected is really pretty small, and I hope that's the case for where you live as well. Well, those are my introductory comments. Please do check out the Tame Tremors online course that I just released a few minutes ago, I might also say. And if it calls out to you, it would be marvelous if you could join up, or with that coupon code of the 25% discount. Again, that's the number 4 and then the word M-E, 4-M-E. And that coupon code is going to be good through April the 1st. So it's not a permanent kind of thing, but I wanted all of you who are members to be able to move into that if tremors are your issue, and to realize how many wonderful natural therapies have been developed through research studies and also made suggestions by people who have Parkinson's for ways that they've really found marvelous, simple ways to be able to get relief from tremors, which of course causes anxiety. And then of course the anxiety creates even more problems with the symptoms, including tremors. So let me now connect in and see if we've got any comments in the chat room. And thus far, it looks like we don't have anybody who's recorded in any topic that you want to discuss. And again, please type in there right now. We want to make sure that we cover any concern that you might have about any topic. Doesn't really matter what the topic is or what the concern is. So questions are open for consideration, not only for me to respond to, but for those of you who've called in. And then also, if you'd like to type into the Q&A, that's another field where you can actually type in and ask for some comments or discussion. And quite frankly, if you're wanting to have information about something I'm not very familiar with, well, I'll conduct some research here over the coming weeks and either email you back, or we'll be sure to cover that in our subsequent support group session. So at this point, let me open up the line here. We've got a couple of people who called in and see what's up with you. So first of all, let me open up the connection here to Bill and say hello, and what's up with you today?
Hey, Robert. How are you?
Hi. Well, actually, we have a sunny day, which is very rare here in Olympia. So we had rain, and I must say my spirits have picked up just in the last hour.
That's good. I'm down here in Los Angeles. Everything's closed. Everybody's been told to sequester themselves, and everybody's just waiting to see what happens, if anything.
These are crazy times, aren't they, Bill?
Yeah, it's extremely disconcerting, to put it mildly, for everybody. I mean, you can take some solace in the fact that it's not, you're not being individually victimized, but nobody knows where this is headed. And aside from the medical aspect of it, there's this incredible amount of economic damage that's being done that it's hard to see how we're going to come out of that, how the world is going to come out of that, really.
Oh, that's so true. I mean, to shut everything down, all of the revenues that businesses collect are all of a sudden stopped. I mean, that's pretty scary stuff.
Right. And it's particularly noteworthy here in L.A. because everything is entertainment-oriented and thousands of restaurants, thousands of venues for performances, movie theaters, everything just one day it's everything's open and within 2 or 3 days, everything's boarded up and closed. And, you know, what happens to all the livelihoods that depended on those businesses?
Oh, I know. It's having some huge impacts on so, so many people. But when I look back
it's hard to know how to react to this. I mean, obviously, it doesn't help just to fret and worry about it. But, you know, you can't just stick your head in the sand and say, you know, just watch Netflix for the rest of my life.
Right. Isn't that the truth? Well, when I look at the cyclical pattern of viruses, what you always see, no matter what the condition is, there's an upswing, there's a peak, and then there's a downswing. So the good news in all of it is we don't know quite what the duration of the upswing is going to be or when the peak is going to actually hit. But we know it will, and we know that ultimately it'll begin to decline. There's this wonderful adaptation that happens to occur where people are then better able to fend off the infection. So it is unsettling, though, Bill. I must say I certainly never confronted anything like this, as I know no one else here has either. It's like, whoa, you got to be kidding me. I've never experienced anything like this at all.
Right.
But the problem, as I was mentioning a little bit earlier, is just for everyone to recognize, okay, these are unsettling times. They are times none of us have ever experienced, but to do the best we can to come back into a place of calm and centeredness, and to make sure that we can turn down the volume of that anxiety and that fear as much as possible. Because, boy, the last thing we need is to be able to aggravate a lot of symptoms right now.
Yeah, that's true. Because if you have, I mean, you're dealing with Parkinson's or other medical issues, what have you, and then this is sort of laid on top of that to make them mutually worse.
Yes, that's right. And that's what will happen if people really are going to continue to be in really a high state of anxiety. And, of course, there's a big reason for it. It's not as if, well, you shouldn't be anxious. Well, there are reasons to be concerned and anxious. I mean, that is a founded kind of a reaction. So The best kind of perspective I've got is to say, okay, of course all that's founded, but put it in perspective. What's the chance anything's going to happen, so that you can kind of get into a place of being in feeling like it's secure and safe for the moment, so that the fear and the anxieties can really be tamed somewhat.
All right. What I'm hoping is, you know, it seems to me, just in thinking about this, that they really have to do three things. They have to come up with a task that's simple, quick, and ubiquitous, so that anyone can take a test at any time and know, do they have it or don't they. They have to come up with some way of treating the people who actually go into the hospital, because really now all they're doing is putting them on ventilators and watching them die.
Right.
They're not really treating anything. And then thirdly, they have to come up with a vaccine, you know, further on down the line, so that people can be protected. I'm hoping if people see some progress is being made along those lines, and that reassures you to some extent.
I know. I would say the very same thing. We would hope that on all three fronts that the researchers are vigorously looking for ways to be able to construct antidotes. I am planning on contacting the bioacoustics pioneer, Sherry Edwards, because my suspicion is that you can create a sound antidote for the virus. And I'm curious to see if she's been able to make that happen. Really have to have a sample of the virus to do that, and I don't know whether she would even be able to grab a sample of the virus, but it's possible using sound, based on my general sense, to create a sound antidote. So it could be, of course, something in actual physical substance, but sound, I think, can actually accomplish the same result. And the other possibility is that you can also have light that can create an antidote to the virus. There's an inventor, and of course, this is all this is technology that's available, but it's not in common use. It's not approved. It's not been really extensively researched. But there's an inventor of something called the Sharin. His name was Johann Boswinkel. I interviewed him in 2012. That's about 8 years ago. And interestingly, he would take something like a bacterial state or a viral state, and he'd be able to, through his instrument, which was working with the light that was emitted by the body, whether or not there was, for example, an infection in the body. So if there was, let's say, a strep infection, then what his invention was able to do is to create an antidote to the infection, which basically meant that it would do the opposite of what the infection did in terms of light frequency. And then it signaled the body's attention to the fact that the particular viral infection or the bacterial infection was there, the strep infection was there, and then that facilitated healing of that naturally. And I thought, well, that's a wonderful invention, but I think he ultimately sold that to some entrepreneurial people, and I don't know exactly what's happened to all of that research, but my thought is I would hope that the folks who are looking at this in different ways will really get aggressive and find some ways to be able to treat the people who are getting sick, so that we can have fewer of these deaths. Like you say, the only treatment now is you put people on ventilators and hope their bodies can be able to work through it. And for a lot of people, that's not happening.
Right. And just to make it even more cruel, they don't allow any spouses or family or anything into the hospital.
I know. Isn't that sad?
I mean, that's really heart-wrenching.
Right. Isn't that the truth?
Well, anyway, on a slightly more upbeat note, I want to give you a shout-out on the course you put together on walking, that rock-solid walking thing, which I went through. But did a great job on that. And I'm assuming that the tremors thing you mentioned today is similar, except on a different topic.
Yes, it's the same platform, Bill. it's exactly the same platform, but of course the topics are all different.
Right.
I did notice I was posting a entry. Gosh, we got dozens and dozens of ideas. I posted one on passion flower, which is something that helps tremors. And I realized, oh, I'd already done that in the course, What Really Matters, which generally covers a lot of different therapies. So there's a little bit of overlap, not with the rock solid walking course, but rather with the other course that talks about just therapies in general that help all sorts of Parkinson's symptoms. There's a little overlap with that, though. Most of it is different material, is novel material, because it's all focused on tremors.
Right. Well, I just thought I'd mention anybody who isn't aware that that walking course, I mean, that was a major issue and still is, balance and walking and gait and all that. So I was very interested in that. And there were some very helpful things in there. So I recommend that to anybody who has that as an issue.
Thank you for that, Bill. I really appreciate that. I worked very hard on that and have not really put out the word that's even available, but maybe in an email or two, so not many people even know that exists. I'm glad you found that to be useful and beneficial. Your comments mean everything to me.
Oh, you did a very good job with that. You should be proud of yourself on that one.
Thank you. Well, that makes my day, I must say, Bill. Thank you for that comment.
So that's about all I got. I hope you stay well and I guess stay out of crowds and we'll get through it sooner or later.
That sounds good. Sooner, better than later for all of us. Thank you so much.
Hopefully sooner.
Yeah.
Sure, thank you.
Hopefully sooner. Maybe a couple of weeks and we'll be finally out of it. So let me now connect in to Vanna. Hello, Vanna. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi. So what's up with you?
Well, I'm not on mute, at least. What's up with me? Well, about a week ago, my son, who's in holding up in a little cabin in the woods with two children and his wife, got a fever. So she separated herself from them. And then she drove to a location where they drive up in a car and get their throat swabbed. And she did that. And I was on Skype today with her and the family. She received an email that she was negative. So we're excited.
Oh, good. Oh, yay. She just was sick. Oh, goodness. Oh, my.
So at least they are together back again. In fact, my son said, now I get to sleep in my own bed tonight, because he'd been sleeping in the same bed with the kids.
Oh, the family's finally together. Well, I'm sure the children were very upset, too. Can you imagine all of a sudden their mother's not there and trying to figure
mother
out
was there.
What is it?
She was there. She was
well,
there.
But I mean, but they couldn't hug her and, you know, be a part of the regular exchange, so...
He
oh,
had
goodness.
To get up early in the morning to keep him from going into the bedroom and jumping in bed with her.
Oh, I know. Oh, goodness. Well, now they can do that and not have to worry.
Yeah. And Whole Foods in Austin, Texas, usually opens at 8 o'clock in the morning. But now they open at 7 for the senior citizens. And they let no more than 50 people at a time go in the store.
Oh, my goodness, and that's a busy store. I've actually been in that last year. My goodness,
well,
the line, the checkout lines were huge.
Yeah, they were. So, did I tell you a thing about toilet paper?
I don't think so. Oh, that it's all gone, you mean?
No. No, about me personally with toilet paper.
No?
Kleenex. Well, I've been reading a book, which I will talk about later. But in the book, I found out about there's bad stuff in Kleenexes and toilet paper. So before this virus hit, I went and bought a bunch of toilet paper from Whole Foods. Toilet paper and Kleenexes. And when I went in the store, I said, show me the toilet paper and the Kleenex. And the clerk said, here is the Kleenex. that has no bleach or formaldehyde in it.
Oh.
So I had been using Kirkland Kleenex from Costco.
Yeah.
And about 2 years ago, I had cataract surgery. Had a condition with my cataracts that needed drops. So every time my husband put drops in my eyes, I would take a Kleenex to dab the edge of my eye to get, you know, the excess drops. And before that, I was irritated some, too. So my eyes felt like I was ready to scratch them out.
My goodness. And because the Kleenex had all those toxins in it.
It had some kind of toxins. I called Kirkland, which is affiliated with Costco, and I was told that it's proprietary information. It was like so much that it was really not my business what was in the stuff.
Whoa, that sounds pretty scary.
It could be bleach. It could be formaldehyde. It could be bad stuff. Now, I had this crusty stuff where the eyelash meets the eyelid. And I try to spend the time getting that unmatted in my eyelashes. At the same time, my eyes felt scratchy. As I said, I wanted to scratch them out. It's been about a month since I started using a different Kleenex from Whole Foods. It does not have that crap in it. And the mats, and the mucus and the scum and buildup in my eyes has disappeared.
Oh, my goodness. What a report. Well, everybody needs to hear that. It's like, whoa.
So you buy a box of Kleenex at the grocery store, you notice there's no label on what's in it. No label at all.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So I don't know whether the Kleenex company or other people who make them, but I use the ones from Whole Foods. So needless to say, when all this bar stuff hit, I went into the store, and there was no paper products at all on the shelf.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to have Kleenexes or toilet paper or napkins, paper napkins. So that was well worth it for me to find that out, because my eyes always itching and scratching. I was always trying to wipe something out of my eyes, but I was wiping stuff in my eyes by using the Kleenex close to my eyes.
And you solved the problem. My goodness. I had not even heard about those issues until you just mentioned it, Mona. I'll spread the word.
Yeah. And then I have something else for you. It has to do with alkalinity and acidity, which I know you're familiar with. I'm going to give you a website. I can send it to you. I don't have the shortened version yet, but I'll get the shortened version. But here's what I got to tell you. Those people that are older have more complex plumbing. They're not as pure and have a circulatory system as clear as a young-born kid. I know we just heard about a baby less than a year old dying from this stuff. But all those people that are old have older plumbing, so it's harder for them to get rid of the toxins or they've got an acid buildup.
Yes.
So that's the reason some of them are croaking, which is another joke I'd like to say. This kid came up to Grandpa and he said, "What's a frog say?" And the grandfather says, "It croaks like this, beedy, 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 beedy." And the kid said, "Oh, good, you're croaking. Now I'm going to go back to Grandmother." Grandmother said, "We can go to Six Flags when Granddad croaks."
I hate to laugh, but that is funny.
But there's one man went in, and they wanted to put him, and he had the virus. And he went into the hospital, and they said, "Let's connect you to a respirator or whatever it is, a breathing machine." He said, "No," and he's been doing breathing exercises. He did breathing exercises, and he survived. And so.
Well, good for him.
But those people that are older have older plumbing and older congestion. So
right.
They need to get alkalinity in their system, and I have a website for that, and I can give it to you.
Wonderful. And can you type that into the chat room too, Vonna, so everybody can see it?
Well,
or if you send it to me, if you send it to me, I can obviously
let me see if I've got it on. I've got the telephone number from the chat room, I think. I don't know. I'll look for it. But
well, let's see here.
I'm trying to get it where it's shorter, and I can give you a shorter version of it, but it's not active yet.
Oh, I see, I see.
I had bodyenergy.info, but I'm in the process of shortening it, but that's what I'm going to give to you. But it's longer. Hold on just a minute.
Bodyenergy.info. Okay, so.
But it's not active yet.
Oh, well, I'll type it in anyway because there'll be people who will connect in with this later, you know, and watch the replays.
Hold on.
And so it might be available then. So let me just type that into the chat room so everybody can see it. Bodyenergy.info.
Yeah, I know that's short, but I can give you the actual link. It's a little bit lengthy.
Okay.
Hold on. Excuse me just a minute. It is https://.
Okay, wait just a minute here. I've got just doing this with one finger. Okay.
I don't have all of it. I don't have all of it. I'll have to give it to you later.
Okay. Well, just so everybody knows who's listening, Vonna has a suggestion for a website that you would probably want to be sure and visit. So I will. She will send that address to me, and I'll be happy to forward it to anybody who just emails me and say, could you please send me the link to the website? And then I've put here into the chat room the shortened version of the link, bodyenergy.info. So we've got that here already in the chat room.
So they can also call me or email me at vonna1@aol.com. Vonna, this is V as in vodka, V-A-U-N-A, vonna1, like the number 1, @aol.com.
And did you mention your phone number
yeah,
too?
Yeah, it's 609-633-1116. That's 609-533-1116. And the email that the website that I would give them would be where you could order a lot of stuff that gives you alkalinity.
Cool.
And years ago in 1999, I was in a snow tubing accident. And I fractured my right humerus. And there's a great big bruise there. The bruise started working its way down my arm. And the doctor told me it would work its way all the way to my hand. But I was drinking this alkalinity stuff with water. And it just dissipated real quick.
Wow.
We need to get rid of a lot of toxins that's in our body. When we do that, then we have better chances of overcoming this virus.
Right. And, well, it'll also help Parkinson's symptoms as well, since we know the toxins have
exactly,
a direct impact on that. So great idea, yeah.
According to people that have this product, they say a lot of symptoms, a lot of things about Parkinson's originates from the colon.
Right, exactly. Well, that sounds like a wonderful suggestion, a wonderful idea. So when you get that full link, be sure to send it to me, Vonna, and I'll make that available to lots of other people.
And I'll try to make this bodyenergy.info effective. I did it on GoDaddy, and it didn't take, apparently, so I need to get it active.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
We have a plan.
In the meantime, let me tell you, I went to a neurologist. I went back to the first neurologist I ever went to before, and they did a cognitive evaluation of me, and out of a possible 40 points, I made 39. So I haven't lost my marbles yet.
Whoa! Well, you must have been happy about that.
Yeah, and then on the skills area, such as walking and other stuff, out of a possible 110, I made around 35. And you want 35, you want as low a number as possible on that.
Oh, really? So that was also a positive report. My goodness.
Yeah, it was.
Well, congratulations to you. You're doing wonderful work in terms of your healing journey.
Yeah, I have been taking medication for it, carbidopa, levodopa.
Yes,
and
great.
They told me they offered that for the weekend. They're going to try me on something else Monday. Well, I've been off of it all weekend. And I think I'm a lot less off balance or dizzy than I had been. Because the medication, one of the side effects is being dizzy.
Oh, interesting.
Or off balance.
Right.
So I think I'm going to do this alkalinity thing, see if I can try to not stay on any medication, because I went off of it totally.
Oh, and you're doing so beautifully. That's really wonderful news, Fauna. It really is.
I went out of the house yesterday to go to the drugstore, but we did drive through. First time I've been out in about a week. And you come out and you go, my gosh, it's funny being outside.
Yeah.
But I do keep busy with stuff. One of which is to listen to your jokes and do some other things, too.
Well, great. Well, I'm glad I'm entertaining you from a distance. That's wonderful. The more we laugh, the better we're going to feel.
So this man took his wife by the hand and said, honey, I'm going to take you where you've never been before. And he takes her hand and he takes her into the kitchen. That's a joke.
I get it. That's funny.
It took a whole lot.
Then
there
right.
was an elderly couple that came really forgetful. And they wrote everything
right.
down. And this wife said, honey, would you get me a bowl of ice cream? I'd like some chocolate syrup and I'd like some little sweet things on top of it. So he goes into the kitchen. She says, be sure and write it down so you won't forget. He says, no, I don't need to. So he comes back in about 10 or 15 minutes with eggs and bacon. And the wife looks up and she says, you forgot the toast.
That's great. Oh, my goodness. Well, that's living in the moment, isn't it? I mean, just so what, you know, so you ask for ice cream and some chocolate sauce in that moment, but in the next moment, I thought the eggs would be a good thing.
Yeah. I forgot what I went to the kitchen for.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's funny, Fauna. It really is. You have such a wonderful sense of humor.
Yeah, I just wish I'd keep it around so I wouldn't self-implode.
Yeah, right.
So. But I will send you the website. And
thank you. Thank you, Fauna. Thank you for being here today and telling us about your stories of problems with the tissues and the alkaline product. So give me the link when you get it finalized, okay?
Yeah, when Kevin Spacey was an outer space Martian, he was eating a piece of fruit. He says the produce alone was worth a trip. So this story about the toilet paper and the Kleenex was worth a call.
Right. That's right. It was well worth it for many people. You probably had a big impact on. You can imagine people will listen to our discussion, you know, years from now, and they'll think, oh, no, that's a great idea. So You're helping people not only today, but in years from now.
Yeah, check your wifey paper because it could be bad news.
That's right. And I'll do that right now, actually. Well, thanks, Fauna, for being here.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And let's check in the chat room and see. Well, we don't have anybody who's typed any topics that you'd like to be able to address. And the Q&A looks like it's silent. I know everybody is out doing other kinds of things today at home. And just want to say thank you for being a Parkinson's Recovery member and being a part of the community of individuals who are finding ways to get relief from whatever symptoms you currently experience that are associated with this neurological diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. So look forward to connecting with you next month. We'll do it at the same time on Sunday, which I think is a better time for people to connect in. Be sure to let me know how else I can provide and support your journey down the road to recovery, whatever that might entail. As you know, this is Robert Rogers. I'm your facilitator, support person, resource person, researcher, the person who I want to make available to you whenever you need some additional support or information to encourage you to continue successfully down the journey to recovery. And that's what's happening here on the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and all of the children are profoundly loved. Know that by virtue of the fact that you are a Parkinson's Recovery member, by virtue of the fact you connect into the member websites and listen to the meditations and check in with all the resources that are available, that in your own time, in your own fashion, using your own wisdom and instinct, making your own choices, that you indeed are successfully journeying down the road to recovery. Thanks so much for being here today and our March support group gathering.